Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. Time to hit rewind.
Morning, Central Coast. It was a week where we talked animals.
Wisconsin lady.
Yeah, what you
Jessica.
Doing? Yeah.
She was at the drive-thru at McDonald's and she saw one in the backseat of a car.
What did she have in the backseat of a car?
A whole whopping cow in the backseat of a car. Send the picture. BYOB.
A very nervous cow, might I add.
Oh, and what about Chrissy from Buff Point story?
We were drinking beer from a keg because it was a party.
Yeah.
I woke up in a paddock with a cow licking my head.
Was it a moving experience? The licking stories continued with Sean from Gillaby.
Not a cow, but I've woken up with an alpaca licking me.
Oh, there we go.
Well, McDonald's. Story for another day.
Because you know how sometimes the actions around you can instigate your dreams. Like when you put your hand in a cup of water, you wet the bed.
You pee yourself. Yeah. Is that true?
What does an alpaca tongue on your cheek make you dream about?
Still on the farm, and we played the Walk of Life from Dire Straits. That's not country, mate.
Just got an element of country to it.
You reckon?
Yeah.
It doesn't have cowbells.
Yeah. On a cool song, 107.7. Triple M.
We spoke about airport security. Have you ever been patted down properly?
It's
confronting.
No.
I was once at an airport. Right up there they go.
Did they write up the jacks?
Yeah, it's almost thumbs and all.
Fair dinkum.
I've never had a glove on, but...
A knuckle.
No.
Many years ago, Aussie James Scott lasted over 42 days in a cave, surviving on a Mars bar. Aaron from Woi Woi called.
Definitely quite lucky.
Yeah, very much so. Same with my wife when she married me many years ago. Aaron, she knows how James...
What cave did she drag you out of?
What cave did she drag him out of?
Touché, Az.
I am not a Neanderthal. Nah. In some ways I am, Aaron, but in others I'm not.
Our former boss called from the shower again.
Oh, if I was to do an Aiken calendar, I'd have to go over 2 months.
Yep.
Seriously, hello, gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
I feel so sorry for unattractive people. Oh, I've just seen myself again.
There are new rules for everything now.
So there, I've got tongue out, ready to run it along now. Top of that thing, watch it, and you always got to be, you got to lick up and do about 3 or 4 licks so you don't get a paper cut.
Yeah.
You don't never run it across the other way.
Oh, you'll slice your tongue in half.
That's right.
So the tongue's out.
As I was about to lick it, the postie's gone, what are you, stop. And the woman in the post office looked at me, I looked at her, she said, you just can't lick anything anymore. We tried to jump on the bandwagon of local UFC champion Jamie Mullough.
How much would it cost for us to put a Triple M sticker on your shorts?
Oh, mate. I don't know, but we'll talk.
All right, sure. I gave up using deodorant only for a couple of days. Paul from Narara rang through.
You're a bit fruity under the arms?
When I was working as a rigger, my shirt and shorts and socks used to just be wringing wet, and my missus wouldn't let me put them in the washing basket because I stank everything out.
Once again, Paddy gave us too much info.
I even got my wife cursed to massage me last night. Not in the biblical sense, but just therapeutically. Aussie barbecues, what do stingy mates bring? Robert from East Gosford.
Well, I've got to be fair, my mother and father-in-law from England, and when they emigrated to Australia, they didn't understand what someone said when they, what it meant when they were told to bring a plate to a barbecue. And they had a barbecue, invited to a barbecue in their cul-de-sac, and the neighbour said, yeah, just bring a plate. And they just took a plate. A plate each.
After this call, I know who Chris from Narara likes more.
How are you, Paddy?
Yeah, good, mate, buddy.
And Rob?
Funniest thing I've ever seen, packed into a small car, it was me, from my rugby side, into a Ford Telstra, going to our grand final.
Team bonding in a Ford Telstra.
All right, thank you, Paddy.
Good on you, Chris.
And Rob.
How's it going, mate?
Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. And if you've missed any of the show, favourite Paddy and Rob Palmer on the Listener app.